Hallelujah. Father, we praise you and thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Father, we thank you. You've made a way for us to enter into your presence. You've made the way, Father, a high price and a high cost. But we thank you, Father. You value each one of us so much. We are precious in your sight. And Father, we give you honor and praise this morning. Father, we bow our hearts to you, to your will, to your influence, and most of all, to your love. We thank you, Father, for loving us and drawing us near to you by your Spirit and by your love. Father, we thank you so much for your hand and anointing upon the service yesterday and honoring the legacy and the life of Pastor Bill. We appreciate so much his life and all that he's done to lay a strong foundation for the word in this church. Father, we continue to believe that you will continue to carry us forward in your will for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, good morning, church family. So we have a number of new guests who are here. I'd like to welcome you and invite you, if you haven't already seen one of these welcome cards out there in our book table room, to fill out. We'd love to have the opportunity to connect with you after the service, so feel free to fill that out. Plus, we have some wonderful leftovers from that amazing spread yesterday. So we're going to have some time of food and fellowship again afterwards today to shake your hands and greet one another. So please, all of you are welcome to join us for that. So we have, I guess I'll call it a double portion today. We are blessed to have a double header, two guest ministers who've are not unfamiliar to our wonderful church body, who are going to be sharing the Word of God with us this morning. Brother Dale Armstrong, who walks in the office as an apostle, recognized by Pastor Bill and many others, and we are blessed to have that anointing on his life and that blessing to our house. And we are so thankful for those many ordained relationships that our pastor has had and developed throughout the years, who can continue to partner with our church and pour into this body. And our dear brother, Pastor Israel Jebaraj from India, came all the way here from India to be part of the service yesterday.
Thank you.
So we'll be having him come up and join us first. And so actually, I'll go ahead and welcome you on up, Pastor Israel. Come on up and
praise the Lord. Thank you, sir. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Greetings to you all in the name that is above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a joy for me to be here in the house of God in abundant life at this season to show love and respect and gratitude to God the Almighty and for all that He has done in this church in our lives. Yes. Amen. And thank God for the wonderful man of God, Pastor Bill's life. To God be the glory. Amen. For God is good. He is good always. Hallelujah. I want to thank you, and I bring greetings to you all from my wife Pamela, children Joanna and Joshua, and everyone at Sharon Ministries. We are praying for you all every day, and especially they missed the live program of yesterday because they were trying to catch up what's happening, because they had a prayer meeting yesterday too there, in thanking God for the life of Pastor Bill. Amen. Because he's more than a friend to us. Yes. You know, as I am to you, Pastor Bill, you know, most of our church members and all our missionaries, they know him because he has been to India, you know, several times for the past 28 years. Okay, and my wife and me are so thankful to the man of God for all the impartation into our lives and even in the mission fields. Amen. And thank God for his life. To God be the glory. Amen. I want to thank Sister Donna for her kindness. And we want to tell you, Sister Donna, we pray for you. We love you. Amen. You are in our hearts. Amen. I thank God for the church for giving me this opportunity to be here and bring the Word of God. And I want to thank for Pastor Apostle Dale Armstrong. you know, great man of God, to rub shoulders with you, sir. Amen. Iron sharpens the iron. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to see him, you know, and to spend time with him too. I thank God for his life and this beautiful wife and what the Lord is doing through the man of God as well. Amen. Hallelujah. The grandpa of the house is here. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Dale was telling me, you go first and I will come and take care. So I thought the other way this morning, you know, let him go, the grandpa and the grandson will follow. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Good to see you all this morning. As I was spending time in the presence of God, in the plane, it's not so good and comfortable. Your neighbors look strange on us because of the color and because of after pandemic stuff. You try to hold your breath very strong, try to avoid sneezing because they go wild. So, you know, the food is limited, like they serve in the Navy. So I try to avoid all the stuff. Close your eyes and seek the presence of God. Because it's many hours flying, and you're, you know, up in the sky, close to heaven, hallelujah. You become little spiritual. Close your eyes so no one disturbs you. Buckle your seat belt. And as I was waiting in the presence of God, speaking in tongues, don't want to give attention to what is happening to the left and to the right, something came upon me. Because God always speaks to his people.
Absolutely.
The Bible says, he speaks, and my sheep hears my voice. We have to be always sensitive to God and what God wants to tell us. This morning, I have a great joy to bring the word of God, which I hope the Lord will bless it to you. The word of God says you are more than a conqueror. The word of God says you are blessed coming in and going out. The word of God says we are a great blessing because he's with us. Ever and ever shall pass away, but not the word of the living God. So if you have a Bible, please turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 18. The Gospel of John, chapter 18. And this word stuck in my heart. I want to read verse 4. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? Who are you looking to? At this time, I understand as church, being in the ministry for the past 34 years, raised in a missions home, seeing my father preach week after week, you know, on the weekdays and every meeting, seeing missionaries come and go in our house and the church, we always tend to seek something. I know the body of Christ is seeking for something. Jesus died. And the disciples and the church and Mary and others, they were looking for him. They forgot the promise of God. Many times we want to feel, we want to see, we want to touch. We think that's spiritual. It's good to touch. It's good to feel. It's good to see. But he's not here. He went to be with the Lord. Whom are you seeking today? Seeking the face of the Lord. There was a little boy left in the church. We all know. His name was Samuel. He went to bed. And the Lord was speaking to him. Samuel, Samuel. The little boy didn't know who was calling. So he went to the prophet Eli, who was sleeping. He's sleeping. Many a times we run there. He's sleeping. And the prophet said, the third time when you hear the voice, you go say, here I am. Church, this morning I really appreciate and I thank God for your presence, for your attendance here. You need to be telling God, here I am, where you planted me, Lord. Here I am in abundant life. Here I am in the seat that I sit every week after week. After I got saved, been baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, praising God, here I am. Will the church tell this morning to God the Almighty, who's calling you, who are you seeking? Who you're looking for? The person, the personality you're looking for is not here. My father always said, men come, men go. But the ministry of the Lord goes forever. You're a body of Christ. Thank God for the man's life. Thank God for his anointing. Thank God for his dedication. He's not here. But as church, collectively, we have to say, here I am, Lord. Nothing else. Here I am. I'll be there to show love, to bring praise to you. Week after week, every meeting, as I did it before, I want to be committed. I want to be faithful. I want to show love to you, Lord. It's not because of who I am, but because of who you are. You are Almighty God. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our race. We are all running the race. Thank God for the man of God. He finished this race. Hallelujah. Everyone, we are running to finish our race. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our race. Because Paul says, I fought a good fight. Life is not just easy, it's good fight. It's fighting every day. Fighting the pain. Fighting the situation. Fighting in the circumstance. A good fight. We need to learn to fight the battles. Fight the things that we see. Fight the stuff that we go through in our lives. Good fight. Church, keep fighting. Not between yourself, but with the things of the world. Amen. No, devil brings things inside. You know, when I stepped into the ministry, when my father went to be with the Lord, when I went through the transition, it was not easy. It's not easy. People are people everywhere. Devil is devil everywhere. Human flesh is flesh everywhere. Just the color changes. That's why Jesus came into the world. He didn't just come for America. He didn't come for India. He came to the world. Hallelujah. That's why we need Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our race. Because he is looking for a people who would seek him today. Yes. Seek the Lord. Be rooted in the word of God. be the doers of the word of the living God. Because God is looking for a bunch of people who would say, Lord, I will fight the good fight. Keep the faith. You keep the faith. Don't trade the faith. Keep it secure. As you keep your precious stuff, as you keep your iPhone, as you keep your stuff closer to you, keep it. Keep it when things are going wrong. Keep it when you're not happy. Keep it when you're painful. Keep it when you're disappointed. Keep it when you don't see what you wanted to see. Keep it. Church, keep the faith. When you're down in the valley, keep your faith. When you're up in the hill, keep your faith. When you're walking through the waters, keep your faith. When you walk through the fire, it's not easy, but keep it. You can keep it. Your faith. Not just fighting the good fight, but keep the faith what the Lord has seen inside of you. Keep it and run the race. Many people run the race without keeping something with them. I've seen in my life, things came, things passed by, things I have seen. One thing, hallelujah, when Jesus comes in glory, the Bible says, will he find any faith? Here I am, Lord. I want to keep my faith. Not just the ministry, not just anything, but my faith. Because faith can move mountains. Faith can make a way for me. Faith can do anything for me. So I keep my faith every day in the morning. When you get up, take a shower, brush your hair, check yourself if you're keeping faith. Amen. Faith. That's what the man of God preached from this pulpit. Faith from the word of God. Faith, keep it. Whom are you seeking today? Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our race. Keeping your faith, running the race. It's so easy. You know, many people, you know, even some pastors in India, when I meet with other men of God in the world, they ask me, how is it, no matter which part of the world you are, if you know to keep your faith, faith in your pockets, faith in your heart, faith in your life, faith in the ministry, faith in your family, faith for your children, faith in the church. Running the race is so easy. You don't sweat. You don't sweat. You're running the race because you're keeping something. Man, the faith of God, faith that will please God, faith that will be pleasing God, your Savior, your Lord, who died for you on Calvary. Faith, without faith, it's impossible. It is impossible, brother. It's impossible, sister, to please God. Faith, keep it. Whenever you look for something, many times in our lives, you know, when we look around, the devil takes advantage. He knows what you're looking for. So he disappoints you when you look at something, the situation, the economy, sometimes in the church, it disappoints. But you need to keep the faith. I'm disappointed, Lord, but I keep my faith. Lord, I'm not looking what I was thinking, what I was expecting. It doesn't look like what I was going through, but Lord, I'm keeping my faith. Paul, he was broken. He was bruised. He was naked. He was disappointed. He was in a shipwreck. But he kept the piece of wood. The ship was wrecked. Everything is broken. There was no safety for him, but he's keeping the faith, keeping the peace of the boat, because God said, you are going to go to the other side. No matter what you're going through, what you're going to experience, church, keep the piece of wood. It's not the whole big board, but something you can hold on to. Man, I want to hold on to this dream. Hold on to the vision. Hold on to this faith. I will keep it. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. I will keep it. Just the piece of wood brought him to the other side of the shore. Because the promise of God, men come, men go. But the promise of God stands forevermore. Yes. Keep it. It might not look beautiful. It might not look big. A small thing. Keep it. Because he's looking for people who would seek and come back to him. The Bible is talking about the Father God. The prodigal son went away from God, from his father, took all his belonging. It's a painful thing. He went far away. He lived his worldly life, lived with pigs, ate stuff which he was not supposed to eat. And he was coming back. He was not coming back with a black check suit. He was not coming back with a white shirt. He was torn, shabby, broken, beaten, angry, flat belly, dirty. He couldn't walk good, but the father was looking for him. The Bible says from the balcony, the father is looking. He's not here. He has been to his father. From there, he's looking for you. Will you come back? Will you come back to him? Will you come back to the place? Will you come back to the dedication? Will you come back to the calling of God? Will you come back to the place the Lord has put you? Church, it's time for us to come back. Hallelujah. Be in the place where the Lord has put you. Amen. Let us be merry and be happy. Hallelujah. Not just this after the service with the leftovers of yesterday, but let us merry, brother, merry, sister, because God is looking for. What are you seeking? Whom are you looking for? Hallelujah. God is looking for you. God knows where you sat all these years. God knows what your thinking and your thoughts are. God knows everything of you. But God is looking. The Bible says, when he saw him afar off, not nearby, but we run away from God, the presence of God. I say, my father always said, nothing wrong in doing wrong. You know, nothing wrong in doing wrong. I'm a wrongful person. I always did wrong. But nothing wrong in doing wrong. But don't dwell in the wrong. Come up. Nothing wrong in doing wrong. But never allow yourself to dwell in the wrong. Fight the good fight. Good fight. Man, it's good fight every day. Yeah. Get up in the morning. You want to fight with somebody, fight within you, before your mirror. Hey, hallelujah. I'm keeping my faith. Come out as pious you could be. Because I fought a fight. That's what I do. I want to fight inside. Hallelujah. Come out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Keep the smile. Keep the smile. Keep the laughter. Keep the good work. Keep the faith that belongs to you. It's for you. Because God, the Heavenly Father, is looking out. And this morning, I know the Lord is looking for you. He's going to bless you because He's a good God. I want you to put your hand and welcome the man of God, the grandpa in the house. God bless you.